الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وجعلوا لله مما ذرأ من الحرث والأنعام نصيبا فقالوا هذا لله بزعمهم وهذا لشركائنا فما كان لشركائهم فلا يصل إلى الله وما كان لله فهو يصل إلى شركائهم ساء ما يحكمون وكذلك زين لكثير من المشركين قتل أولادهم شركاؤهم ليردوهم وليلبسوا عليهم دينهم ولو شاء الله ما فعلوه فذرهم وما يفترون وقالوا هذه أنعام وحرث حجر لا يطعمها إلا من نشاء بزعمهم وأنعام حرمت ظهورها وأنعام لا يذكرون اسم الله عليها افتراء عليه سيجزيهم بما كانوا يفترون وقالوا ما في بطون هذه الأنعام خالصة لذكورنا ومحرم على أزواجنا وإن يكن ميتة فهم فيه شركاء سيجزيهم وصفهم إنه حكيم عليم.
And from the crops and the cattle that Allah Ta'ala has created, they assign a share for Allah Ta'ala and a share for their false gods. Then, مَا كَانَ لِشُرَكَائِهِمْ فَلَا يَصِلُ إِلَى اللَّهِ. Then the share of their partners, their so-called false gods, their partners, the share of their partners doesn't reach Allah Ta'ala, and the share of Allah Ta'ala reaches to their partners. How unjust is their judgment? These few verses Allah Ta'ala speaks about the superstitious beliefs the pagans had, and up to this day, people of ignorance subscribe to these type of superstitious beliefs. So one of their beliefs was that people would have crops or they would have animals, and then they would assign a share for Allah Ta'ala and a share for their false gods. And when we say a share, for example, they say that 100 rands worth of crops are for our partners and 100 rands is for Allah Ta'ala. So if in a certain situation, if there was a deficit in the share of the gods of their false partners, they would cover the deficit from the share that they had assigned to Allah Ta'ala. But if there was some shortfall on the side of the share of Allah Ta'ala, they would not cover the deficit from the share of their false gods. So as it is to subscribe to false god in itself is a corrupt and a wrong belief. Added to this, what they had assigned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they were not fair and just in that as well. The point to note is, we also distribute and divide our times. Sometimes is our business time and a time for our devotions or namaz, Quran Sharif, zikr, etc. Then if it is that the time of the business somehow or the other was less than what was required, we will fill it up with the time that we had given out for ibadat, zikr, tilawat, etc. This was the time that we had assigned for our zikr, tilawat. But for some reason, the business was not complete. Some business work has to be completed. We will take away and steal from the time that we had dedicated for ibadat and fill it up on this end, on the side of the business. But if it was that there was a shortfall in the time that we had given and dedicated for ibadat, zikr, etc. We will not steal from the business hour. So a similar type of mindset. كَذَلِكَ زَيَّنَ لِكَثِيرٍ مِّنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ قَتْلَ أُولَادِهِمْ. In this manner, these type of evil, corrupt practices seem to be alluring in the eyes of many mushriks. Their partners had made alluring to them the killing of their own children in order to destroy them and cover them with confusion in their deen. One was the pagan practice of killing children, and one is the modern practice of killing children. The modern practice, whatever we do, we have to give it a glossy name, a good finish, a dignified look. So we will not say that he's murdering his child, but he's going under an abortion. So just a glossified name, but the practice is about the same. This child is also, his life is being terminated, and that child's life is also being terminated. This was the ancient method of murdering, and this is the modern method of murdering. وَلُوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَا فَعَلُوهُ فَذَرْهُمْ. So had Allah Ta'ala willed, they would have not practiced these practices, so leave them and their falsehood. And they would also say, هَذِي أَنْعَامُ وَحَرْثٌ حِجْرٌ, that these cattle and these crops are forbidden. None will eat of them, and وَأَنْعَامٌ حُرِّمَتْ زُهُورُهَا, and other cattle to ride upon them or to use them for transporting is forbidden. And other animals, they will not read the name of Allah Ta'ala at the time of slaughter. Again, a false allegation against Allah Ta'ala, false attribution against Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala will punish them for their lies and for their wrong inventions. وَقَالُوا مَا فِي بُطُونِ هَذِي الْأَنْعَامِ. And another superstitious belief of this was that what is in the wombs of these animals are reserved for our males, forbidden for our women. And if that which is within the womb is still born, if it is still born, then all will share therein. Allah Ta'ala says He will punish them on account of their false attribution and superstition. For He is all wise and all knowing. Indeed, those people that had killed their children, that murdered their children, are in ruins. They have fallen in their own loss and failure. They have done this in stupidity, without knowledge, and declared, مَا رَزَقَهُمُ اللَّهُ, declared the thing that Allah Ta'ala has provided for them as forbidden, again, on account of false attribution and falsehood. قَدْ ظَلُّوا وَمَا كَانُوا مُهْتَدِينَ. They have strayed away from the mark and they are not at all guided. Now this way there's false practices and false beliefs. Look at the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. Marvel at the creation of Allah Ta'ala. It is He who has created for you gardens with trellises and gardens without trellises. The date palm, crops of all types, olives, pomegranates, the same in of same kind but different in variety, eat of its fruit when in season and give its right the day of harvest, but do not waste, for Allah Ta'ala does not love those who waste. And amongst animals Allah Ta'ala has created that which is used for riding and transporting and that which is used for eating and food. Eat from which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided for you, and follow not the steps of shaitan. Indeed, he is an open enemy to you. And Allah ta'ala has created for you 8 males and females. Altogether, they will amount to males, to 8 types, the male and the female. Of the sheep, 2, and of the goat, 2. That means a pair in the goat, a pair in the sheep, a male and the female in both. Again, Allah Ta'ala condemns them for their superstitious practices and beliefs. قُلْ عَادْ ذَكَرَيْنِ حَرَّمَ. Has Allah Ta'ala declared the males as haram or the females, or what is contained in the wombs of these females, tell me, would some proof, some reliable proof, tell me, provide the evidence if you people are true in what you are saying, where you say the male is impermissible, or the female is impermissible, or the stillborn is impermissible, or it's forbidden to ride, or its milk is forbidden, or these crops are forbidden, then do you have any evidence, any proof for this? وَمِنَ الْإِبِلِ اثْنَيْنِ وَمِنَ الْبَقَرِ اثْنَيْنِ. And Allah Ta'ala has provided for you from the camel two a pair, and from the cattle also He has provided a pair. Say, has He made the two males as forbidden, or has He declared the females as impermissible, or what is contained in the wombs of the two females? Am kuntum shuhada, were you people present when Allah Ta'ala made this type of a command? Then who does greater wrong than the one that invents a lie against Allah Ta'ala so that he may mislead man without any knowledge? Inna Allah la yahdi al-qawm al-zalimeen. Without any authenticity, without any reliable proof, and he goes on speaking about these type of superstitious things. Inna Allah la yahdi al-qawm al-zalimeen. Such wrong people really don't receive the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the qudrat of Allah ta'ala. Some crops He has created on trellises and wooden supports. Like you have grapes, etc. It cannot grow without those supports. You need to have them supports. You need to have supports for them. Creeping plants. Then in the creeping plants, again, marvel at the qudrat of Allah ta'ala. Some require those wooden supports for their growth and for them to flourish, and some require the ground, like you have watermelon, etc. Then they require the ground for them to flourish. And grapes, they're also a creeping plant, but they require wooden supports and trellises for them to flourish. So look at the different varieties of the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. Sometimes it is the same fruit, similar fruit, but different in variety. Again, you look at grapes, maybe just one fruit, but then look at the varieties, the colors that Allah Ta'ala has created. So, marvel at the qudrat and render its rights, its duties, whatever you're supposed to be giving out in charity, then do so as well.